dear basis. We are in the Sanctus of Franz Schubert, and I think you should listen to the soprano and alto recording as well, and the alto and tenor together. Now I will do the tenor and bass together, at least for the first part. It's adagio maestoso, with a little pomp and really slowly. And it goes, starts from D major. And you have the 7 on that. Don't start with the tenors on the same note, but on this. That's much nicer. So it goes from there, from measure 2. The B flat high enough. And a jump, not too high the cheap. High the B flat again. It's not so easy to stick to the high B flat and the rhythm in the last but one measure is like that. After the Sanctus follows, like always, a Osanna, a lively Allegro, and I would start with a tenor, but then play the basses by themselves. It is actually the hardest part in the whole mass, so let me play the basses by themselves. But I start with the tenors. That is your beginning note. But then the harmony changes. So that is a little tricky. Again, the tenor. High enough. Septim. From there I play the tenor again and the bass, there meaning pick up to 26. High enough the A, and be unisono with the tenors, other that would be not good. As I told the tenors, in I would say 95% of masses of the classical time or romantic time, the Benedictus belongs to the soprano, and this is a beautiful soprano solo. And that is followed by, guess what? The second Osanna, which in this case is exactly the same like the first.